Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. John Martellaro, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be here. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, John.
And it's great to have both of you here. It's also great that our sponsor this week is LinkedIn Jobs, and we'll be talking about them soon. And but we need to start off with what I think is a really cool announcement. And that announcement is that starting next Monday, so that will be October 29th, Kelly, you are the official host of the Daily Observations podcast.
That's what I hear.
Yay.
That's what I hear, too. And I'm really excited about this, because if there's anyone that was going to take over the show, I wanted it to be you. And it turns out that's exactly what's happening. So, yeah,
so that may also explain for some people why there were a couple of episodes recently where there was a decided lack of Jeff.
Well, it also helped that that I had other stuff going on and actually couldn't be around. So
that's true.
Yeah. But it made sense for you to jump in and take over for those days, since you actually were jumping in and taking over, or will be jumping in and taking over. So I think this is going to be awesome. And I'm really excited to see where you take the show. And I'm sure some people are sitting back thinking, well, wait, why in the world would Jeff not be doing Daily Observations anymore? Well, the answer is because I have an opportunity to do something else and kind of mix up my life a little bit. And so I'm going to be leaving Mac Observer at the end of the month to go and start in on a new adventure. And we can talk more about that later. But
yeah,
that's
we'll
why
have
a, you get
we'll,
to take
we'll have
show.
Some time to talk about it. But yeah, that's what's going on.
Yeah. So, Kelly, congratulations. And seriously, I can't think of anyone that's better to take over the show.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to get to do it. And I'm looking forward to getting to discussing the topics of the day with those who happen to be around the TMO towers in the morning. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. And it's seriously, this is such a fun show to do. I will miss it, but at the same time, I won't be worried, because I know the show's in good hands.
Thanks so much.
Hey, we might as well still talk about some of the new stuff as long as we're here. And let's start off with this Eurasian product database thing that showing new product numbers for Macs. And this is something that popped up yesterday or today. And it's kind of adding a lot of credence to the idea that Apple is going to announce new Mac models at its media event on October 30th. And I want to know what you guys think about this.
I got to start with this comes with a salt lick, not just a grain of salt, because of the source of the information. But I'm only because it's a thing that popped up overnight. We don't really know what's going on with it. I'm going to be most interested to see what can be gleaned from these numbers. So that's
this doesn't seem
quite as reliable as seeing it on the cover of Newsweek magazine or Time magazine, you know, the day before they were unveiled, as which is a thing that happened one time.
So yeah, so that's a good point. To add context to all of that, this is a database where companies list their new products. And it's a requirement of the European Union, and it has to do with consumer protection and making sure that companies aren't engaging in unfair competition. And so now we've got these three new model numbers for Mac computers. And back in the summer, there were other updates to this database that included numbers that go along with iPads. So everyone assumed when those numbers showed up that we were getting new iPads in the middle of mm-hmm. the summer. And that didn't happen. So those
I
numbers.
I think I skipped ahead to the other topic we were going to discuss.
That's okay, because it all ultimately ties together.
This is true.
I'm looking at the model numbers for the Mac Mini. The last one was 1347. The last MacBook Air was 1486. And the last MacBook was 1534. And these numbers are, except for the first one, in the 2000 range. So it's hard to draw any conclusions about the model number.
It's been a long time since they were updated, so it makes sense that they might start with two now.
Yeah, we'll just have to skip a couple hundred model numbers for all those years.
Yeah. So this could mean that the reports we've been hearing about a new Mac laptop coming out, some form mm-hmm. of a MacBook, that could fit with these numbers. We've been hearing rumblings like from Ming-Chi Kao that there are new Mac Minis coming and new iMac models coming. And mm-hmm. I mean, on one hand, we know Ming-Chi Kao has a very mixed track record with his Apple product predictions.
At best.
Yes. And then on the other hand, we know that it's been forever and a day since we've seen product updates. And for some of these products, like the Mac Mini, forever and a week. Because, mm-hmm. holy crap, we're talking multiple years.
Isn't the new Mac Mini from like 2012?
It's like a 4-year-old computer.
2014.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, 4-year-old computer.
Yeah. Which still, in computer years, is an awfully long time to just be the same machine. It hasn't even had, you know, we used to see from the iMac once in a while an occasional processor update, or you get it with this kind of hard drive now, you know, and we would get sort of these press release upgrades, we used to call them, because Apple would have a press release and they'd go, yeah, the new ones are in the store now. It used to be, you know, a Core i5 and now it's a Core i7, or it used to be, you know, 1.8 gigahertz and now you can get 2.4. Mm-hmm. And there would at least be these little nudges to like, yeah, we still do remember that we sell computers, you know, from time to time. And we haven't seen that on any of these. And so these are still the machines from back in the day. I have a soft spot for the Mini, so I always want it to be upgraded. And so I'm always really sad when it just continues to languish.
Are you guys intrigued by the fact that there's three model numbers in this leak?
Yes, I am.
We were expecting a low-cost MacBook of some kind, MacBook Air replacement, we don't know, and a Mac Mini. But then there's three model numbers in this list. Any thoughts on mm-hmm.
well,
what
we
the
could
third
get,
one might be?
We could get an iMac update. It's been a while for that. Oh, and, yeah. And let's just say for fun that Apple's doing a Mac Mini. It could be two models. Mm-hmm. Or it could be two models of a new MacBook. Mm-hmm. So it's
my hunch is MacBook, and then either like I expect it to be an iMac, but I hope that it's a Mini, the third model. I assume that whatever they're going to debut is going to be a new thing. I don't know if it's going to be the thing that finally Old Yeller's the MacBook Air as a product line. And so now you just have, you know, these two flavors of the new MacBook, which are some particular thing, and there's not going to be an Air anymore. But I assume whatever, you know, it's going to be two portables and then a desktop is basically what it comes down to. I want the desktop to be a new Mini, but I expect it's just going to be, here's some new flavor of iMac.
We've been waiting for the 2018 Coffee Lake iMacs. Mm-hmm. And the iMac serial number, the latest one that shipped was A1862.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking the year now? Because that's totally plausible.
The iMac Pro from 2017 was A1862, which is not too far from the one in your article, A1993. So I'm kind of warming up to the idea of iMac, low-cost MacBook, Mac Mini.
All right. I like that idea,
too. I can see that.
By the way, I really thought my joke about the model number 1862 being a product release year was really funny. Just me? Okay, oh, just me.
Looking at the model numbers.
Because it should have been a shot at the Mini.
I got like seven multiple windows covering my display here for Mac Tracker.
I don't know how you're even managing, because I know how you are about your windows.
I know. I'm Mr. Non-Overlap.
All those windows touching just must be bothering you. Yeah. So let's
talk about a summary now. If we got with three, this event now is forming up to be iPad Pro, Pencil 2, Adobe Photoshop for iOS, mm-hmm. three new Macs. This is getting to be a real palooza.
That's my hope. I mean, here's the thing. I have a soft spot for the Mini, and part of the reason I have a soft spot for the Mini is because I really liked the idea of it, because I liked the place it held in the lineup, which was this computer where it was very easy to switch to if you were a person that still had a PC. And there are still a whole lot of people with PCs who have iPhones who, like, when it comes up, you know, and it's time for that computer to get upgraded for one reason or another, might be buying something else. And the Mini made a really compelling case for that for a long time. And it kind of doesn't anymore. And I don't know, because it's olden. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if part of that is just because Apple doesn't care if people switch anymore, because getting people to buy an iPhone is good enough. Or if there's, you know, if it's just like we're really focused on mobile right now. And so, you know, I mean, you'll notice like the iMac isn't even getting the kind of updates that it used to. And, you know, the MacBook, like the last big laptop update we got was the touch bar and that keyboard. And, you know, I wonder if there's maybe more to it than that. And so sort of what I'm hoping is that it is three different models that we do get, you know, a new iMac, a new Mini, and a new laptop, only because that would help back up those emails that we saw Tim send out before about, like, we haven't forgotten about the Mac and how they kept kind of trying to get people to remember.
Oh, yeah, well, there was the one in October of 17 where he said, we love the Mac Mini. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a year. Like, how long do I need to stay tuned?
So, I don't know. It feels like a dysfunctional
Mac Mini, because I think it's going to be a pretty powerful computer.
Well, it also makes a good bonus machine, not just, you know, for people switching, but I want one in the kitchen for some reason. I want something to power a viewing situation in my house. Like, I want one so that I can put my home movies on the TV easily. Yeah. Or manage all of the Time Machine backup stuff going on at my house.
You're thinking about a little $5.99 box where you can throw one in the kitchen and one in the bedroom and one in the family room.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking more like $1,500 Creative Professionals, high-end i7, lots of memory, $1,500.
See, I can't get there here's the thing, though. Unless you let me pop it open and upgrade it, it's not going to be a Creative Professional machine, because Creative Professionals want to be able to get maximum life out of those.
Well, you mean
and
like
if you're still...
Pro?
Ouch.
But yeah, and that's like part of my hang up with this, you know, forever, is since they moved away from the tower, is that this has been an issue. And I, you know, in this case, like, a shiny new iMac with a black keyboard, as cool as that is, isn't going to be the thing that addresses that. So I'm excited to see what we actually get.
I am too.
Okay, well, I'm excited too, and I'm also excited that we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is LinkedIn Jobs. And here's the deal. If you're on the hunt for a new employee because you've created a new job, you have a position that's opening up, whatever, you want to find the right person to fill that slot, and you want to do it so that you're not wasting time and money. And if you're having to weed through a lot of people that just aren't going to be a good fit, that takes time. And then if you find someone that you just kind of hope works out and then they don't, well, that's time and money lost right there. So why not increase the odds of finding the right person the first time out? And that's where LinkedIn Jobs comes in, because you're drawing from a huge number of people. There's 70% of the workforce, U.S. workforce, that's already using LinkedIn. And the people that are hunting for jobs through LinkedIn tend to be more interested in the jobs that they're seeking out. They tend to have an actual interest in whatever it is that you do, and they tend to be better qualified and to be just like awesome people, because who doesn't want awesome people in their company? So businesses say that they have a 40% better success rate with LinkedIn Jobs. And so if you're on the hunt for a new employee, then it's probably time to start looking for someone on LinkedIn Jobs. And here's what you need to do. Hurry to linkedin.com/TDO and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TDO to get $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/TDO. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor today. All right. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today, and Kelly, I think this is where you were jumping to right at the beginning.
Yeah, I skipped ahead.
You skipped ahead, but it's okay because it still fits with what we're talking about today. There's a report out now from Ming-Ji Kao saying that we're getting a new Mac Mini this year, but he also specifically says a fifth generation iPad Mini. And the iPad Mini is the 7.9-inch iPad. I love the form factor. And I've had a fourth-generation iPad Mini for, well, years now. And I just dread the day when it dies and then it's just gone. And Apple seems to have forsaken the iPad Mini. And like even putting it at a price point to discourage people from buying it. And yet now we're getting this report that it's getting refreshed and that we could get it at the October 30th event, or it could come a couple months later. And Kelly, since you were all excited about this, what do you think?
Well, this is one of those things where I want it to be... I want it to be true because I always really liked the Mini as an option, as a screen, you know, sort of if you like your Kindle size acreage, right, and you don't need, you know, like if you're someone like me that doesn't want to carry around a massive phone, but you want a little bit more space, but you don't necessarily want a full-on iPad, this is this sweet spot. And I understand not everybody has that place in their life for that particular piece of hardware. But I was sad to see it go. And I was sad to see it age, you know, go full Mac Mini on us and just sort of sit there, you know, like its Mac counterpart, and just sit there and be a Mini that nobody cared about, that nobody paid attention to, that just sort of aged. And so I would really like if it were refreshed. I've wondered about it forever because the one that we have never went away. Yeah, it's not really at a great price point, so it's not like I'm sure they're not selling very many of them at the moment. But at the same time, it's a little like it's not gone, you know. And it's so I always sort of held out a little bit of hope as long as there was still a Mini in the lineup that there may still continue to be one. So I want this to be true, but excuse me. I want this to be true, but I feel like I've been wanting it for so long. It's just like it's starting to become the Apple television at this point. A new Mac Mini. I mean, a new iPad Mini. So, a new Apple anything with Mini at the end of the name. I just don't think it's going to happen. I want it so much, and it just ends up, you know, I don't know how true it's going to be. So I want it. I would really like for it to be true because I feel like there's a whole lot of market for an iPad Mini. and a Mac Mini, because apparently I can't talk about one without talking about the other. But I want to, but considering the source, this is the one that I actually was like, yeah, we need a salt lick, not just a grain of salt for this particular story.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for a new iPad Mini. As much as I would love to see it happen, I'm just having a hard time believing that Ming-Chi Kao got this one right.
I want to get there. I just don't think I can.
Yeah. And we're pretty much out of time. But, John, I wanted to give you a chance to chime in before I wrap up the show.
I had two thoughts about this. The first thought is that Apple goes so long between its updates that we work up these theories. And then when we hear a rumor that potentially explodes the theories, then we have new theories. And so it's a never-ending battle to try to figure out what Apple's thinking, what they're up to. And then they wait so long, we think it's dead, and then they surprise us, maybe, with resurrecting the product. And then we wonder why they resurrected it and what changed. So there's that. And then the other thing that I thought about was that, you know, Apple's moving to larger screen iPhones. And for a long time, we had this working theory that with larger iPhones, we don't need an iPad mini anymore. And that's maybe on the verge of being exploded as a theory. So
I hope so.
Well, that might be your theory. That was never my theory.
So I'm intrigued, and I'm a little more optimistic than you guys are. I think it's going to happen.
Well, I like how you think, John, and I'm hoping you are right, because I would love to see a new iPad mini come out. And with that, we are out of time. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
It was my pleasure. See you later, Kelly.
Bye, John.
And thank you to LinkedIn Jobs for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, linkedin.com/TDO, and get $50 off your first job posting, linkedin.com/TDO. Thank you, LinkedIn Jobs. And listeners, I am so glad that you are here. Thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.